In this week's episode of the Working With Podcast, I answer a question about getting clear about your goals. Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pauline and I am your host for this show. This week I have a wonderful question about really getting clear about your goals so the next steps become obvious. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I would like to let you know I have taken 25% off my Email Mastery online course. I know many of you really struggle to get your email under control. And even when you do finally achieve the fabled inbox zero, within a few minutes, your inbox is filling up again. This course will give you all the tactics and know-how to get your email under control and to keep it that way with only a little daily maintenance. You are not employed to spend all your days answering emails and you don't have to. Take the Email Mastery course and finally get away from having to deal with overloaded inboxes forever. Okay, on to this week's question, and that means it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Stefan. Stefan asks, Carl, I'm really struggling to get started with my goals. I know what I want to do, but I'm finding it really hard to get started. Do you have any tips that might help?
Thank you, Stephen, for your question. Now, goals are a very interesting thing to me. I was very fortunate when I was a teenager to be a track and field runner. I was lucky because I had some great coaches. And at the end of every season, I would sit down with my coach and discuss the season just finished, look at my best times for the year, and make a decision about what times I wanted to achieve next season and what races I wanted to do well in. I remember well the end of 1984 season when I finished with my personal records of 2 minutes and 6 seconds for the 800 metres and 4 minutes and 16 seconds for the 1500 metres. My coach and I decided that 1985 would be the season I would break 2 minutes for the 800 and 4 minutes for the 1500. We then put together a winter training program that would build my strength and head into the spring training season where we would work on speed endurance training to get my fitness and strength up to the level so I could break those barriers. Now that focus on a specific outcome, breaking 2 minutes and 4 minutes, was simple. I knew exactly what I wanted to achieve, and it had a timeline by the end of September 1985. This meant that throughout the winter of 84 and 85, I was focused on one goal, achieving what I called the double sub. And that's how you need to be to achieve your goals too. What's the outcome? What do I need to do to achieve that outcome in a specific period of time? Too often, goals are way too vague. Goals such as to lose weight, to run faster 10K time, or to get a promotion. These goals are not specific enough. How much weight do you want to lose, and by when? What time do you want to run the 10K? Under 1 hour? What position do you want to be promoted to? It's this kind of specific you need to get to. Let's take the promotion goal. I get this one quite a lot with my language students. I would ask a student, what do you want to improve? Why do you want to improve your English? And the reply is usually, so I can get a promotion. Okay, so I've now established that improving your English is not real, the real goal here. Improving English is just a part of a bigger goal. When I ask the student, what position do you want to be promoted to? They often don't know. They're just thinking in terms of the next step up. You see, this does not work. The next step up is not ambitious enough for you to get truly motivated. Basically, if you do a reasonable job at your current level and don't make too many mistakes, you will eventually get that promotion. And deep down, you know that. What you need to be doing is thinking much farther ahead. Where do you really want to end up? What position do you want to be in 10 years' time? Let's say you're a junior finance administrator at your company today, but in 10 years you want to be CFO. Great. Now that's a fantastic goal to go for. Okay, so what do you need to do to become the CFO of your company? If you don't already have it, perhaps a degree in accountancy. Your CPA qualifications may be an MBA, and that's just the academic qualifications. What about the skills you will need? Leadership, strategic planning, management, etc. There's a lot to figure out. So let's look again at Stephen's question. How do you get started once you know what you want to achieve? The first thing to do is to create a timeline to success. Create a simple timeline across a piece of paper, and on the right side, write 2019, and on the other end of the line, write 2029. So now you have a line that represents 10 years. Now on that timeline, write out what you have to do to achieve the position of CFO by 2029. Mark years off along the way. For example, by the end of 2020, you will have completed your degree in accountancy. Great. What do you need to do next? Perhaps get your CPA qualifications. Okay, get that on your timeline. Keep going until you've completed everything you decided needed to be done to achieve the CFO position. Now, as we're currently in 2019, you need to expand on whatever needs to be achieved this year. If you really are just starting out, you may need to find a university to study your accountancy degree. You will need to apply to that university. You may need to decide whether to study full or part-time. There are a lot of decisions to make. These need to be made into a project and added to your to-do list manager. There are no shortcuts. There's a lot of decisions to be made, and a big goal like becoming your company's CFO in 10 years' time will need breaking down into its component parts. Beginning the year by asking yourself, what do I have to accomplish this year that will take me a step closer to becoming the CFO? That's where you start. Apply to universities to get enrolled into an accountancy course. Commit sufficient time each day and week to your studies and focus on completing that step. Once you have your degree, move on to the next step and keep going. Review, evaluate where to go next, and get moving. To achieve your big goals needs a lot of patience, action, consistency, and time. There we go. Pact has come back again. But before you get to building on these cornerstones, you need to have a plan in place on a timeline. You need to know the steps to get there. Once you know the steps, you can then take the first step, break it down into actionable tasks to perform so you have a place to start. Back to my running story. Because I had a very simple goal that I gave the nickname the double sub, all that winter I trained very, very hard. I came into the spring stronger, leaner, and determined to hit my goal. By the end of June, I'd run 1 minute 54 for the 800 and 4 minutes and 3 seconds for the 1500. I was so, so close. And that gave me the determination to give it one more push. I worked so hard in July to improve my speed endurance so I could get under that elusive 4 minutes. And at the end of July, I ran 3 minutes 58.9 seconds. By the end of the season, my time stood at 1 minute 54.2 for the 800 and 3 minutes 54.8 for the 1500 meters. For me, the lesson I learned in 1984 and 1985 has stayed with me ever since. All goals are achievable if you make them simple, clear, and are determined enough to achieve them. As long as you stay focused on them and are willing to do the work necessary to achieve them and are prepared to push that extra mile to get there, you will get there. But it always starts with that first step. You will achieve nothing unless you are willing to take that first step. Cemeteries are full of people with unrealized dreams and goals because they never took that first step. They never established what the first task was, and they never went that extra mile to make it happen. Don't let that happen to you. Do the planning, create the timeline, and take the necessary action to make it happen. This is where your to-do list comes in. Once you have done your planning, you need to take the first part of your goal and make it a project into your to-do list manager. Then create recurring tasks that will take you closer towards achieving the goal for the year. If you want to break 1 hour for 10K, make sure you have your daily training in your to-do list manager. If you want to finish your degree in accountancy, make sure you have your reading and studying tasks in your to-do list manager. Break everything down into daily tasks and make sure they are coming up on your daily to-do list every single day. It's only by taking action consistently over a period of time will you get to where you want to go. I hope that has answered your question, Stephen. I know so many people really struggle with setting and achieving goals. But as I say, when you use a simple piece of paper and draw out a timeline, then turn your goals into small daily activities, you will amaze yourself about what you can achieve. Good luck and thank you. Thank you also to all of you for listening. And don't forget, if you have a question you would like me to answer, then get in touch either by email or by DMing me on Facebook or Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.